What's up, Cassandra? Are you ready to play our game?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to give you two things. You got to tell me which one Derek did and which one Nard did, okay?
Okay.
All right, these are all true, by the way. 100% what? True.
All right.
All right. This person was detained for smacking horses' asses at a ranch near his home in Oklahoma, in Chelsea, Oklahoma. He was detained. He was set free. It was a class, I think, class C misdemeanor for smacking horses' asses in the barn.
Yeah.
All right. So, and then also, this person saved a family from a burning building when he was 20. So which one did Derek do and which one did Nard do? These are true stories.
Okay, I'm going to assume Oklahoma is Nard.
That is correct. That yes, is yes, correct. Nard was. What? He was detained. Now, obviously, it was a class, I think, class C misdemeanor or something like that, smacking horses' asses.
Yep.
For whatever reason. But he was going into people's barns and he was smacking horses' asses.
He didn't know the horses.
Yeah, but Derek did when he was 20 years old. I remember that. He saved an entire family from a burning building.
A family of 14.
It was insane.
A family of 14?
Yep.
Okay.
All disabled.
Okay, he's adding some stuff to it. But yes.
I don't think he would get out of his
Cassandra,
car.
Cassandra, what a great guy, right?
Like, what are we doing? Like, he would drive
guy.
By.
Derek
I definitely
being,
did.
Being a hero, saving this entire family.
Way to go, Cassandra.
Yeah, you got it. You know.
You know.
No, you know the show. No, she doesn't.
Yes, she knows the show. Thank you. Let's go to Warren.
Yeah.
All right, so Derek did one of these, and Nard did one of these, and you got to tell me who did what.
I
gave a hooker $20 to feed her child and didn't want anything in return.
Ooh.
Or stole from a church's collection box when he was 16 and made $200.
Sounds like both, but I guess I'll go with Derek on that one.
Which one? Which one did you think Derek did?
He thinks Derek did both of them.
I imagine Derek gave the hooker the money. You know, that sounds like a Derek thing. Sounds like Nard.
That is correct.
I'm a gentleman.
Derek gave a hooker $20 to feed her child and didn't want sex in return.
Fun fact, he's not too far off. Derek did that with a girl at a gas station. Gave her gas.
I know. He's a good
guy. Gave
her
food.
He's a good guy.
And helped her because she was
But girls at gas stations are basically hookers.
But
true.
But Nard did steal money from church's collection boxes when he was 16. Yeah, you know that.
You don't know that.
Yes, he does.
No, Warren, you don't know that.
Don't you tell Warren what he knows.
I'll tell Warren.
Because you used to tell the pastor, I'll make it up to you.
I did not say that.
Yeah, that's what you
said. What are you talking about?
Derek would give his whole entire checkbook away to anybody, you know, just to act like he's, you know, balling out there. You
That's
know,
right.
Nard, yeah, well, he is.
No, he's a thief. Nard's a thief. He'll
what?
Steal.
Yeah, he does.
Well, thank you, buddy.
He'll Let's steal from anybody.
Marcel. Yes, Marcel.
Good morning.
All right. So one of these Derek did, one of these Nard did, okay?
Okay.
All right. Here's the first one. He was fired from a vet clinic after inappropriate behavior towards sedated animals.
Damn.
What the hell?
That's Nard.
Okay. That's Nard. Hold on. I didn't even get to the next one. Hold on. Or spent 2 weeks helping a dog find its rightful owner.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's Derek.
That was Derek.
That was me, yeah.
Man, these are too easy.
Too easy.
These are way too easy. Do you remember
these people know.
I'm not saying, like, Nard. Nard didn't do anything like, you know, he didn't have sex with the animals, but he was doing weird stuff with sedated animals.
I was afraid you were going that route.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's the only route to go with him.
There's no other route.
But yes, Derek did spend, he spent 2 weeks, he housed this animal, and then eventually after 2 weeks found, what do you mean he did not?
He did not do that.
You weren't here for 5 years.
Okay, what?
You don't know, you don't even know Derek.
I do know Derek.
I was basically doing a mission.
He was not doing a mission. Yeah.
You know what, Marcel, do you want to do another one of these?
Sure.
Yeah, that one was too easy. And if you'd like to do one of these, you know, get to know Nard, get to know Derek, 1-855-FU-BILLY. All right. That one maybe was too easy. Let's try this one. He used to teabag sleeping people at a nursing home he worked at. Or
I would say
hold on. Or he helps elderly people place bets on NFL games and then delivers their winnings.
That's Nard.
Thank you.
All right, so which one is it? Who did what? Now, he used to teabag.
Derek's the first one.
So, Derek, you think Derek used to teabag sleeping people at nursing homes?
You're a moron, sir.
No, he did not do that. I'm sorry,
what?
Marcel.
He's not a moron?
He did.
What?
He didn't get that one right at all.
He would not place a bet for an elderly person and give their money to him.
Yes, he would.
He would be like,
if there's one people I'm honest with, is gamblers.
Exactly.
No, he would get their picks if they won. He'd be like, cool, I didn't get it in time.
No, Derek would never do that. That is not Derek. You don't even know Derek.
You don't.